You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
May 29th, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
My guest tonight, star of the new movie Action Point and the man who won our hearts by crushing his nuts, Johnny Knoxville is here, everybody. But first, we were off for a week, and it is really so great to be back on the air. So much happened while we were gone. We got the British remake of Get Out. God himself got Me Too'd. We'll soon be able to binge-watch the Obamas. The North Korea summit crashed harder than Solo. Harvey Weinstein got to live out his handcuff fantasy. And the NFL announced that players are welcome to publicly protest as long as they do it in private. And honestly, my favorite story is what happened over in France, a story that climbed to the top of the news.
A man who migrated from West Africa to Paris, he's now being hailed a hero after a daring Spider-Man-style rescue of a four-year-old. This is some amateur video that captured the boy dangling from an apartment balcony on Saturday. 22-year-old Mamadou Gazama jumped into action. He scaled the building, climbed to the fifth floor just in time to save the boy's life. The French president rewarded him with a French citizenship and a job as a firefighter.
Yeah, wow. Wow. You know, no matter how much I see that video, I'm still shocked every single time. That dude is amazing. Like, I wouldn't climb that high for my own baby, you know? Just be like, jump, daddy will catch you, I don't know. And although I am proud of him, I'm a bit disappointed that he gave the game away for other Africans. Like, you can't let white people know that we can do that kind of stuff. Yeah, you're supposed to keep the Wakanda stuff on the down low. Now, anytime someone in a high-rise can't find their phone, they're gonna be like, damn Africans, they must have snuck in. That's what, they can climb up. Oh no, here it is. But they can do that, you know, they can do that. Yeah, and you know what, it's really cool that France gave this guy citizenship. But you know now that all the other migrants are gonna try extra hard to save kids, right? Every game of hide and seek will be broken up by an African and be like, I found him. He was behind your kittens, huh? Am I a citizen now? Citizen, yes? And you know, for me, oh, the best part of this video is it shows you why every country needs immigrants. Because they work so much harder. Because I don't know if you noticed this, but at the bottom of the video, there's a white guy who's also trying to climb up. He's just, yeah, yeah. That's the result of 10 generations eating croissants and puff pasties. That's what that is. So congratulations. But let's move on to today's big news breaking in Hollywood.
This is CNN breaking news.
ABC has canceled Roseanne because of racist tweets today from its namesake star. Among the offensive remarks Roseanne Barr sent out was this one, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. She follows this by an equal sign and the initials VJ. VJ stands for Valerie Jarrett, the former senior advisor to President Obama.
That's right. Roseanne's show canceled because she tweeted out racist stuff. You know who I blame for this? Donald Trump. That's who. Yeah, because he makes all of his supporters think that they're as impervious as he is.
Yeah, he's just like, come on, everyone, you can tweet whatever you want, nothing happens. Yeah, but it's not the same for everyone else. It's like he's Superman telling normal people to follow his lead. We can all stand in front of a speeding train. Come on, people. Splash, 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 splash. Wasn't so bad, was it? Wasn't so bad. It was bad. Roseanne is out because of Twitter. Oh, and speaking of Twitter, if you logged on this weekend, you probably noticed something big. I got a new banner. Yes, that was one thing. And no, for real. And you also probably noticed the trending topic, hashtag, where are the children? Right? Most of you were probably like, I wonder what this is about. And one of you was probably thinking, oh, shit, the jig is up. But actually, the hashtag was about this.
The Washington Post reports the U.S. lost track of nearly 1,500 immigrant children in the last 3 months of last year. The children crossed the border with Mexico on their own and were taken into custody. They were placed with adult sponsors in the U.S. Last month, the Department of Health and Human Services officials said the agency had lost track of them.
The Department of Health and Human Services lost 1,500 immigrant children. How do you lose 1,500 children? If you want to find them, just let R. Kelly sniff a piece of their clothes. He'll find them. Yeah. Come on, Pied Piper, use your powers for good. Now, if you were only reading the headlines and the tweets, you'd be thinking right now that the Trump administration had captured and then lost 1,500 kids. And because of that, people online lost their shit. They were like, this is an outrage. How could Donald Trump lose our precious immigrant babies? I'm so angry I could scream. Because that's how these things start, right? Someone reads a headline, then they start a hashtag. People retweet the hashtag without doing their own research, and that creates a snowball of outrage. But the truth is, Trump hasn't lost track of any kids.
There may be a reason that these 1,500 children can't be found right now. They may not want to be found.
The Department of Health and Human Services says that the children are not missing. Rather, they are unaccounted for because their sponsors have refused to respond to follow-up calls. Now, sources in the shelters for the children tell CNN some sponsors could be undocumented as well and don't want to interact with U.S. immigration officers.
Yeah, you see, it turns out these immigrant kids aren't lost by Trump. They just don't want any contact with anyone in the Trump administration, sort of like Melania. Now, at the same time as this was happening, another misinformed immigration scandal blew up online. Someone tweeted these photos of the U.S. government holding undocumented children in cages. And again, without doing research, people online lost their shit. The president has caged our precious children. He's milking them like cows. What has become of our republic? Impeach! But once again, this group of people didn't get its facts straight. Because you see, those kids, unfortunately, yes, they were sleeping in cages. But this picture was from 2014, when the president was slightly less tan. Right? And what was weird for me was that when people thought it was Trump, they were like, what kind of monster would put children in cages? And then they found out it happened under Obama, and all of a sudden they were like, look, I mean, sometimes kids gotta be caged, you know? And, you know, and cages are complicated things. I mean, there's good cages, you know, Luke Cage, Nicolas Cage, the bird cage. The point is, I've deleted my tweets, but still impeach! And look, I understand that people do genuinely care about this issue, but sometimes it pays to slow down. Let's take a breath. Let's read past headlines before we start sharing misleading stories that Trump will use to discredit all other news. He's gonna do it. He did it with this story. So, just so we're on the same page, Trump didn't lose 1,500 kids, and his administration didn't put those kids in cages. All right? But don't worry, you can still hate him. Because he and his administration have started doing something that is way worse.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced tough new immigration policies that will go into effect soon that will separate parents and children caught illegally crossing the border.
If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law.
How can someone so cute be so evil? Because although Trump Stiltskin over here is smiling while he's saying this, you have to admit, this is a heartless way to deter people from coming into the U.S. illegally. There are less cruel ways to discourage people from coming into the U.S. Instead of taking their kids away, why not just force everyone crossing illegally to look at this picture of Ted Cruz at the Rockets game? Why not do that? Yeah, which, by the way, I don't blame James Harden for missing all those shots. Yeah. Imagine trying to play with that face in the crowd. You tell me you would make a shot. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Harden made a shot, saw Ted Cruz smile, and then was like, oh, I'm never doing that again. Yeah. And this new policy's cruelty, it isn't just in how it separates kids from their parents. It's how Trump's people don't even seem to care about what's going to happen to the kids once they've taken them away.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has dismissed criticism of this policy shift, saying during a recent interview with NPR, the children will be taken care of, put into foster care or whatever.
Foster care or whatever. Yeah, that totally makes it sound like you care. Was he that nonchalant when he was in the Marines? General, what's the plan of attack? When I give the signal, we go in with the guns and something, something, and then, like, whatever. Now, when this policy first started, I think President Trump was probably thrilled with it. He was like, we're taking kids away from their parents. Pack your bags, Eric. We're going to the border. Come on, Eric, let's go. But as it turns out, the blowback from this policy has been so fierce that even President Trump is now going, it wasn't me.
President Trump falsely laid the blame for the policy separating children from their parents at the border on the Democrats. The president tweeted out Saturday morning, put pressure on the Democrats to end the horrible law that separates children from their parents once they cross the border into the United States.
Wow, really? This is the Democrats' responsibility? Even for Trump, that's a terrible lie. Come on. Everyone knows the Democrats don't run shit. But that should just tell you how awful this real policy is. This is the first thing ever that Trump doesn't want to put his name on. We'll be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is the creator of Jackass, who stars in the new movie, Action Points. Please welcome Johnny Knoxville. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I've watched your movies for a very long time. I obviously was a fan of Jackass. I was telling the audience before you came out that, like, my mom hated me watching your shows because she was just like, this is white people doing crazy shit with their lives. Like, you know my favorite line my mom used to say to me? She was like, this is how you know white people haven't been oppressed enough. She's like, we wouldn't do that. Like, how are you still alive? When are you going to stop?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm still alive or when I'm going to stop. I can't keep doing it forever.
But it feels like you can, though. I mean, like that clip that we saw. So in a normal movie, we go like, oh, yeah, that's whatever. But that's you.
That's
you flying off a thing. That's you tumbling in the dirt. That's you doing every single stunt.
Yes, in the whole movie. And I asked the stunt men and women to do them like I do them. No pads, no wires. And that was tough. But they were actually excited by the fact to be able to do them like that because they never get to do that.
Yeah, because it's not safe.
It was... the place, Action Park, the place that inspired this movie, was like the most dangerous theme park in the history of the world. It was in New Jersey, not far from here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the owner's like, I'm not going to hassle the kids with a bunch of rules. I'm going to leave safety up to them.
That sounds like President Trump as a theme park owner. He's like, regulations, so many regulations, folks. No more seatbelts, just enjoy.
I actually like Gene Mulvihill, the owner.
So for those who don't know, this is a story about you're playing a theme park owner, like one of the worst theme parks ever, where there's just everything going wrong. And everything that goes wrong happens to you for real in the movie. And you know what's crazy? Here's my thing. If, like, Tom Cruise says, I do my own stunts, it generally means, like, there's harnesses, and then, like, he rides the bike, and he's doing that
right,
himself.
Right.
Or he, like, tries to look a tall person in the eye type thing, right? But when you say I do a stunt, you are falling, you are hurting yourself, you are break. Do you have health insurance? Like, what Obamacare do you have?
I have very good health insurance. In the clip you saw, I got a bad concussion, and it almost cost me my left eye. I didn't know it. I went to the emergency room for the concussion, and I got back to my hotel room, and I had a little blood. And we shot in Cape Town.
Right.
You have excellent hospitals in Cape Town. I can tell you that right now.
Well, thank you.
I was
you.
In
thank
them constantly. But I blew my nose, and I blew my nose. My left eye popped out of its socket, and that I wasn't expecting that, you know? So I popped it back in and had to go back to the emergency room. So
let's take a step back, because I feel like you move through this with a casualness that's not like befitting what you just described.
Right.
So you blow your nose, and your eye comes out of your head.
Yes.
And at this point, you put your eye back.
I was frightened, you know.
Yeah, I get. But you put your own eye back.
I poked it back in. Because what else am I supposed to do? You know?
Yeah, I mean... So, your eye, like... So what do? You go back to filming after that?
Well, they couldn't film the left side of my face the last few days of the movie. So, and actually, 5 days after the first time it happened, I was out drinking with Chris Pontius, and he said something funny. And I laughed, and I held my nose when I laughed, and my eye popped out again. But I had a pirate's patch on my eye, so I just pushed on the patch, and it was fine.
Okay, I need to understand why the eye popped. Is this like a thing now of yours?
What had happened, they said when on impact, in that clip you just saw, the orbital lamina bone disappeared on impact. And when I was blowing my nose, I was blowing air behind my eyeball and pushing it out of its socket.
You know what I find fascinating about you is not just the fact that you have all these injuries, but even now you just bandy the term. He's like, my orbital lamina. Have you, like, do you have a medical degree now? Just from how much time you spent in hospitals being hurt, I feel like you know every bone in your body because you've broken every single one of them.
Yeah, I see doctors a lot. I have 25 doctors in my phone, and I go to see them quite often.
So you're making this movie, right? And, I mean, movies are about acting. But you're getting hurt in the thing. How do you now act after you've done something? Like, so they go like, and cut. All right, Johnny, that was great. Let's do we do it again, or?
No, I set my stunts up, because that's the thing. I don't like doing stunts twice.
Well, yes, because that's, yeah.
Right, so I try to make them as a big a disaster the first time, so I don't have to do them a second time. Because once you do it the first time, and it's... It's not good.
You know, it's funny, if most actors were saying this, they would seem pretentious if they're like, I don't like doing my stunts more than once, and with you, I'm just like, yeah, you, like, thank you for your service. That's what I feel like. I should be saying to you, you're one of the craziest human beings I've ever come across. The movie is wild, and people who love your stunts like me are going to enjoy it. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
Great
it.
Great having you back. Action Point will be in theaters June 1st. Johnny Knoxville, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.